Promise 34. Because he holds fast to me in love, I will deliver him. I will protect him because he knows my name. When he calls to me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Psalm 91, 14 through 16. Now, there's no time like the present, especially a present concurrent with a worldwide pandemic, for considering the relationship between cause and effect. But truth be told, I've always been fascinated by cause and effect. It interests me to watch how certain actions, movements, or words can have such immediate verifiable result in such immediately observable ways. And then by repetition, to see the same thing happening over and over again, I can understand the draw that empiricists and scientists feel toward their work. It has to be a satisfying thing to test and come to know the makeup of a cause. It must be thrilling to begin to understand its direct relationship with some noted effect. And while today we're feeling the fear of a cause and its obvious effect on people and society, it's a beautiful thing to know that men and women all over the world are right now fighting to comprehend the cause and effect behind this particularly insidious virus. In fact, if any of them happen to be listening to this, thank you. Thank you. I'm just overwhelmed with gratitude that you're studiously, day by day, fighting for our lives. That's beautiful. Now, with that said, why am I talking about cause and effect? Well, because in all of these varied promises we've been looking at, this may be the one, or really the ones, where God himself most clearly points at a series of causes and effects. And in fact, get ready for what I'm about to say. You ready? In them, the God of the universe, the one who created everything, the Trinity of unbridled power, tells us that actually we are a cause with heavenly effect. We are a motive power toward heaven, a prime mover upon the earth, that when we do certain things, absolutely moves him. You and I can be a cause affecting God. We can act in ways where he has already told us the result that will follow. Pay attention. If you hold fast to him in love, what happens? He will deliver you. If you know his name for yourself, what occurs? He will protect you. If you take the time to call to him, what has he promised to do? He will answer you. If you call to him in trouble, what will he immediately provide for you? His presence, his rescue, his honor. And if you make a constant habit of each day constantly calling upon him, what will be the empirically verifiable heavenly earthly result? An experience of long life with him, no matter the number of years you inhabit. Delight in possessing his salvation on earth as it is in heaven. My friends, isn't it an absolutely, amazingly, overwhelmingly astounding thought that your life today is the earthly cause to heaven's effect? You can simply, subtly, literally, realistically, take little moments today and shape the actions and decisions and processes of the throne room of heaven. I mean, doesn't that sound a little more interesting than anything you currently have planned? So, again, what would be the actions that this promise promises are the actions required to act as that earthly cause to heaven's effect? Listen again. Hold fast to him in love today. Know his name and him for yourself. Call to him all throughout today. Call to him in trouble. Keep calling. Call upon this one who is your Savior, your salvation. What do you think? Are those behaviors possible today? Can you actually imagine yourself simply completing those actions? Well, then get ready. He will deliver you. He will protect you. He will answer your entreaties. He will be with you. He will rescue you and honor you. He will satisfy, save you, and show you the salvation that is an experience today of your eternity to come with Him. And all these causes and effects have been promised you. Amen and amen.